Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? The business world is not just the business world. It's like many things in life. It depends upon what world you're in. There is the corporate world. That's a whole different ballgame. The way people think, the way they behave, what they do, what their purpose is. There is the entrepreneurial family-type business. Whole different world, how you think, what you do, how you operate. In the corporate world, there is support. You have a great deal of support. You've got people all around you. You know, you could have a human resources department and an IT department, and you've got a sales department, and you've got an accounting department. There are just so many aspects to it that when you need something for your job, you just pick the phone up, you call the right person. When you're in the small business, entrepreneurial, family type business, well, you can pick the phone up, but you might as well look in the mirror because you're the person who's going to be responsible. You are the strategist. You are the person that makes everything happen. You are the person that makes the company successful or the person whose responsibility falls on your shoulders when it's not successful. And when you're in the corporate world, what do you do? Well, what you do is you do not hire the best people. If you're in your department and you see somebody that's really sharp, the usual, not everybody because there's nothing that works all the time, the usual way to do things is people really don't hire those people because they're afraid that they're going to take their job. Don't hire anybody that's better than you are in the corporate world to be under you because they're coming after your job. In our world, in the small business world, and that meaning small business could mean anything. It could mean $100,000, it could mean $500,000, it could be tens of millions of dollars, but it's still small business. In our world, what we want to do is we want to surround ourselves with people who know more than we do. What are you? You are the strategist. You are the person who sets the tone. You are the person that sets the strategy. You are the person who decides what direction we're going to move, what we're going to move. And when you hire people, you just don't want to hire them for their time. Freddie shows up at 8, he leaves at 5. He's always on time, goes to lunch for 1 hour or maybe 59 minutes. Joni comes and, you know, she's never a problem. Her desk is neat. She's polite. She's cooperative. But is that really what we're hiring? What we want to hire is their intelligence. We want to hire their ability to move the business from here to there. And if we're just hiring them for time, or we just have people who are putting time in and they're not helping us do more than just show up, we've got a problem because everything falls on you. And then you're tired all the time. You're stressed. You're not getting anything done. You're not building your business. If you want to build your business, if you want to build your profits, hire employees that know more than you do. Yes, some of them may go off and go into business for themselves. That's true. That's very possible. It does happen. But if they're interested in what they do, if they're intelligent, if they add something to the business, if they put themselves in a position where they think business, they will be happier. They will stay longer. They will be employed longer. You will not have turnover on your business, and you'll have a great business. Now, on the other hand, we need to set structure. We need to let people know what their boundaries are, what their limits are, so they're just not out running wild and they're not doing whatever they want to do. They need to know what their job description is. They need to know what their authority is. They need to know what you need to know from them. And you may not even know what you need to know, so you need to make sure that you're talking to them all the time. You need to make sure that you're communicating. You need to make sure that you are getting the best out of your coworkers and your employees that you can. You need to create a culture where they can thrive. And when you do all of that, it is absolutely fun and great to go into business and to be in business and be there every single day. You're not tired. you don't hate going to your business, and you enjoy yourself and make a profit. And so does everyone around you enjoy themselves, and you can give them raises. You can make their life better. This is Howard LeWinter. Let's look at our people. Let's get the best out of them. Let's make sure that we're always understanding why we're hiring someone. And let's bring them along and help them help us by using their intelligence and by having them be part of the process and part of the problem solving and part of the growth, part of the success. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.